Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, so Aaron Rodgers sang a little bit of a different tune on the film session stuff today. You pointed that out. And you also brought up how Freiermuth said, wait a minute, everyone is at these things.
Yeah, rebutted it.
Yep. Now, I want to bring this up. We have now seen Aaron Rodgers play 11 games in a Steelers uniform. That is the same number of games, right? He played 11 because they played 12 and he sat out the Bears game.
Yes.
That's the same number of games Russell Wilson played with the Steelers. I'm going to give you their stats. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I've got both guys here, but I don't like the...
You don't like the comp thing?
No, I don't like the... No, I just don't like the way the my computer was set up here. All right. 11 games as Steelers starter for Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
He was 6-5, 63.7% passer, 16 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. His passer rating was 95.6. His QBR... was 47.9. Aaron Rodgers, as Steelers starting quarterback, is 6-5. He has 3 more touchdown passes, 19. He has 2 more interceptions, 7. His completion percentage is a little bit higher, 65.2 for Aaron Rodgers, 63.7 for Russell Wilson. Passer rating for Rodgers is 95.4. It was 95.6 for Wilson, so Wilson a touch better. And then the QBR for Rodgers is 40.5, and the QBR for Wilson was 47.9. Chris, they're basically identical. In some stats, Rodgers is narrowly better. In others, Wilson is a little bit better. If we all agree that Russell Wilson in the end was a bad signing by the Steelers, even though they paid him no money, mm-hmm. It was just ended up being another waste of time, we should feel the same way about Rodgers, unless something out of the ordinary happens here over the final 5 games of the season, right?
Rodgers has a chance to write a different ending to the story. Right now, I would say it hasn't gone well enough. It has been more failure than not. It's certainly trending that way with their recent performance, 2-5 in their last 7.
Yep.
So I think that's the other thing. Russ also cratered at the end after starting out pretty hot as the starter when he took the job back over. I think that this so far, The reason why I would suggest that there hasn't been the perception that this has been so bad is because it's actually still happening in real time. So like I said, people are waiting to withhold judgment until they actually see the full body of work. But also, Pony, I think by and large, now Rodgers has been a little more prickly lately because I think he's been just frustrated. So that makes sense. He has come off. One of like the pleasant surprises is hasn't done McAfee. There have been no like weird off-field dramas or anything or him saying anything that like the team has to answer for.
Yep.
He's actually come off like a pretty good teammate for the most part. Actually a very good one for large chunks of the year. And Wilson came off like a robot programmed to speak to people.
Right.
Hello, I am Russell Wilson.
Yes, we experienced that firsthand.
So, yeah, I mean, he completely just no-sold you like he was the Undertaker. And so I think people obviously are going to be a little more forgiving or accommodating to a person who, on a personal level, they find to be more just likable, I guess. And Rodgers is more likable, but he's no better of a player. He's showing you some of the same. It's kind of like the same story.
Donnie, do you agree with that?
I think he's a little more of a cerebral.
Malzie just
like,
said no better than Russell Wilson is Aaron Rodgers. You agree with that?
Well, a lot of things were so sour on Russell Wilson.
Is he going to be a Pro Bowler like Russell Wilson was last year?
Oh my God, I had completely forgotten that. He went to the Pro Bowl.
Pony,
yeah,
I went to the
an accolade anymore.
I went to the Stathead player comparison thing where you can just do like last year Wilson, this year Rodgers. And that's why I brought it up because I went Pro Bowl. What the hell is that? But yeah, he was.
But it really does play out to, like, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. Through 12 games last year, the team was 10-2.
Yep.
They were the number one seed in the AFC.
It's played
Everything
out.
Looked up. They clinched a playoff spot with a loss in early December.
It's played out almost in identical ways, too. They both beat the Jets in their first start. They both had people saying early in their Steelers career, hey, this guy can still get it done. Hey, the Steelers should keep this guy around for more than 1 year. Hey, they finally found a quarterback that actually doesn't remind us of Mitch Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, or Mason Rudolph. And by the time they got to the 7 or 8 game mark of their seasons, they fell off cliffs. Both guys. And it's also, if you take Ben at his word, maybe the Rodgers relationship with Arthur Smith is starting to go in the same direction. Did you see that comment, Donnie? What Ben said about Arthur Smith and Aaron Rodgers.
I did not.
That Ben heard that Rodgers pretty much stopped listening to Arthur Smith and started calling his own plays in the second half of the Bills game.
Well, that's not exactly exculpatory evidence for Rodgers. They got outgained 134-3 in the third quarter.
At least when Russ did it, he put up numbers like he was playing in 2015.
And good point. It's the same like, screw it, though.
I read that a different way a little bit. Or the way Ben framed that, I felt like, was the classic Ben views Rodgers as a similarly like naturally talented gunslinger who should be allowed to do what he wants.
Oh, that's no doubt.
So it was just like Ben closing ranks in a similar way around a guy he sees as a parallel.
I agree with like Ben's perspective on it. I'm saying, is it not though akin to what happened last year as far as the quarterback offensive coordinator relationship? It got frayed. And all we heard about after the fact was nothing while it was going on, by the way. Mm-hmm. After the fact, oh man, you know what? Even though they talked about FaceTiming their wives, this Arthur Smith Russell Wilson thing was
bad.
A pretty messy
bad enough that after Russell Wilson's inarguable best game, we heard after the fact that was the tipping point in the wrong direction.
Yep.
I had to do something because I'm a sick freak of a human being as in this job.
Yep.
I added to the Stathead player comparison. So it was Rodgers this year, Russ last year, Kenny in 2023. And you know what? Rodgers had better win his next start or else he'll have a worse record than Kenny through 12
games.
Kenny
threw like no touchdown passes.
Kenny has the fewest picks. It's 19 for Rodgers so far, 16 for Wilson, and this is still unbelievable.
Is it 3 for Kenny?
6 for Kenny in 12 games. 6. But I will say this, just as a quick point of comp here. Looking at Kenny and Rodgers, he is playing the position more similarly than Russ. Yards per attempt, yards per game, like taking care of the ball, yes, that one's kind of funny.
Uh-huh.
Russ was at, like, compared to these two, taking shots, man.
Russ could at least hit
he
some
was
of those
throwing,
long
yeah.
ones.
He was throwing go balls, and he was taking shots and hitting shot plays at times.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.